The priest is ordained to teach. The priest must be able to proclaim the good news in a very dynamic way, and to be able to refute the adversaries and to restrain those who speak vainly and deceive souls. So the spiritual knowledge is required. So we have to strengthen our spirituality by means of reading the Bible, the Fathers of the Church, on a daily basis. Knowledge is the light of the rational soul, according to John of Damascus. Ignorance is proper to irrational beings, while knowledge is proper to those who are rational. Ignorance comes from neglect and indifference, according to John of Damascus. Saving others. Playing an active role in the missionary activity of the church is a crucial part of the role of the priest. St. John Chrysostom said, "I do not believe in the salvation of anyone who does not try to save others." Our mission is to bring large sectors of society that are living outside the church. These are not only the non-believers or the mass of half-hearted Christians in our parishes, but those who have never known or have lost the sense of God, or who lost the understanding of human values. Convicting the gainsayers. The godless system of the heresies is eroded with many branches, and whenever a man has strayed from one straight way, then he falls down again and again. The undertaking of refuting heresies is full of labor and required extended research. As the fathers refuted the heretical teachings, so the pastor has a duty to keep his flock away from all modern heresies as well as from many pitfalls. And in a sense, the priest should be an apologist, drawing to ourselves the true healer. Priesthood is not a profession like other professions. It is a divine vocation that transcends all earthly occupations. It is not given to us for obtaining earthly gain or for reaching high social status, but for the salvation and recovery of our parishioners, our patients. There is no higher mission than the mission of priesthood that aims to teach our parishioners that the best investment they make is the spiritual investment. It is not possible for us to perform our duties without reaching high spiritual and ethical status. Spirituality is the cornerstone that helps us to treat ourselves and our parishioners, our patients. Without spirituality, healing of the nous cannot be achieved. If we have the knowledge, but we do not have love, we will be only a clanging cymbal. So we have to learn not to share human knowledge, but selfless love, and to remember that the parishioners, our patients, need the love of God so that they may draw themselves to the true healer. We are called to give ourselves and our parishioners a strong medicine, the kind that the discouragements of this life will not make it ineffective, but will be a source of healing. The mixture of selfless love and spiritual knowledge is the greatest power to lead our parishioners to the salvation in Christ. All virtues are weapons we carry to fight the evil one and to live in Christ. If we do not give evidence of all these virtues, but present ourselves unprepared of priesthood, nothing will prevent us from enduring all kind of attacks. If we prepare ourselves, he will not permit us to be overwhelmed, even if countless illnesses strike.